This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
There are 15 other coaches in the NFL with higher winning percentages currently than Kyle Shanahan, which is kind of a jarring stat. Like early on, first 4 or 5 years, hey, you're paying the penance on those first couple of years and resetting it. But like, you know, 15 other coaches with a higher winning. Now, that doesn't tell everything.
No, you're not taking 15 other coaches over Kyle Shanahan.
Well, yeah. Let's do that exercise.
Sure.
Let me ask you this.
I would love to do that.
Let me ask you this. This thing that I hear all the time, a myth on Kyle Shanahan, 30 other teams would fire their coach and get Shanahan.
I think a lot would.
Oh, okay. I agree. A lot of teams would, but I don't think it's 28. I think it's less than that. Okay. Would Houston hire Kyle Shanahan over D'Amico? Fire D'Amico right now. Ooh, over Shanahan.
That's a fun one. Because of
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What D'Amico means to that organization, he played for the team. I don't think they would, but I would if I was running Houston. Because
would they? I'm asking the question, would they? Because that's the way people phrase it.
Actually, you know what? I think they would. Because they look at CJ Stroud and they need an offensive guy going forward there. I think they do. I think that's ultimately what's going to hold them back is having a defensive first head coach there in that conference. They need an offensive guy. So yes. I'm going yes.
Would the Buffalo Bills fire Doug McDermott for Kyle Shanahan?
Absolutely. Yes.
McDermott's won way more division titles, better winning percentage. Done it longer.
No.
I'm just asking.
No. I think they'd go for Kyle Shanahan.
What about the Lions and Dan Campbell? I disagree on D'Amico, but that's fine.
That's fine. No, that's fine. No, they don't do it. Dan Campbell just means he's different.
I agree.
He's different there.
Would the Bears fire Ben Johnson right now for Kyle Murray?
No, because there's the mystique right now about the unknown of Ben Johnson.
I agree.
That's the only thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell? He is 34-19. He's gotten multiple quarterbacks to the playoffs. And look, he's lost horrifically in the playoffs to Daniel Jones, one of them. And last year, obviously, Darnold fell flat on his face. He's one of the up-and-coming play callers in the game. And again, 34-19 in a very short period of time.
I would say no, they would not get rid of Kevin O'Connell right now. His star is shining very bright amongst NFL circles.
I would agree. And I think that, you know, it's kind of crazy.
I love Kevin O'Connell, by the way. I think he's really freaking good. Yeah, I think he is, like, if he came on the market right now, he would be one of the top three guys that people would go after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shanahan's 78-66. Okay, 78-66 in the regular season. Matt LaFleur is 70-38.
Yes.
70-38. Would the Packers fire LaFleur to go after Shanahan?
Well, they should. Shanahan's had his number in the playoffs, right? Like,
would
Shanahan,
the
yes.
Packers do it?
Yeah, I would.
I don't think they
would. Shanahan's been better than LaFleur. Shanahan beat in Lambeau Field Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers with Jimmy Garoppolo barely throwing the ball. Like, yes. They had a front row seat. I think LaFleur is going to be that guy that he's going to be Mr. Can't get it to the Super Bowl. He can't even get it
70
done.
70-38, doing it with multiple quarterbacks, doing it with Malik Willis last year to stabilize things and make the playoffs.
I mean Kyle Shanahan's, he's got
it. I'm just asking.
No, I'm asking
the question.
I would take Shanahan over LaFleur.
Kansas City, we know that they're not firing Andy Reid for him. That's four coaches total. Denver, Sean Payton. Sean Payton obviously has the Super Bowl. Sean Payton is 179-114. He has been to the playoffs 10 times. He's won 7 division titles. Would the Broncos, after what they did last year, fire Sean Payton for Shanahan? I don't think so.
I'd take Shanahan over Sean Payton, that's for sure.
Would the Broncos?
They'd consider it. Shanahan's an interesting one because of his dad, dude. Like, there is something to be said about the history of that team with the son. I think they would
drafting
consider it.
Drafting Bo Nix, going to the playoffs, and doing what they did with zero expectations in that division. You really think
this is... How much are they paying Sean Payton? A bunch, right?
Like, yeah, the Walmart family loves him.
I would take Shanahan.
I think we're going to disagree here. I've got 5 coaches.
Like, a year ago this time, like, it could not have been, like, completely different. And there's still...
But that's where we're going off of today.
Exactly.
Nick Sirianni. A year ago, Nick Sirianni. This is a no-brainer. Today, Nick Sirianni.
I'm taking Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I think the Phillies
keeping
him.
So how many are we at? How many are right
6.
Now? Okay.
McVay and the Rams.
Okay.
Okay, that's 7.
7.
Here's where I think it gets interesting. Mike Vrabel in New England.
I'd take Shanahan because of the quarterback, Drake May.
Would New England take Shanahan over Vrabel?
I think if all things being equal this offseason, Joe, if Shanahan was available and so was Mike Vrabel, I would much rather have Kyle Shanahan.
I'm asking New England, again, from New England's perspective.
If I'm Robert Kraft, I would have brought in, like, see, this is going to be it, though, because we're all, you have to do it from their perspective. I actually like the conversation more if it was just both of these guys are free agents, who are you taking? Because I do think if we're doing it that way, you're taking Kyle Shanahan over almost everyone, outside of 3 guys, maybe. Outside of maybe.
We're like, doing the exercise. We're at 7.
Yeah, but we're doing it in a way of, if you're doing it right now over these teams, I think if you have them all free agents, it's
but
a
no
much
one's
different
ever,
conversation.
That's not how it works. The way it works in the NFL is you get fired, now you're available, and that guy's coaching that team. Like, that's how it works. And you'd have to fire your guy to go get that
okay,
guy.
Okay, so Kyle Shanahan's fired right now. Is that that's what we're
no,
doing?
We're just doing the hypothetical.
Okay.
Because that's the way people phrase it. 28 other teams, and I've already named 7. McVay and the Rams, we agree they're not doing that. What about the Ravens and John Harbaugh?
I think he's gotten short a lot now, and they would. Okay. They would. Yeah.
See, that one's like a 50-50 for me. I don't know. What about Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers?
Well, the Chargers are so cheap, but I'd rather have Kyle Shanahan than Jim Harbaugh right now.
Jim Harbaugh has never been under 500. Jim Harbaugh won 11 games last year with a Charger team that needed to be reclimated.
Popped in the first round.
No doubt.
Destroyed.
I mean, you didn't even make the playoffs though.
Doesn't happen to Kyle Shanahan when he gets there, though. Doesn't happen when he gets there.
You really think that they would fire Jim Harbaugh for him right now after coming off the national title, coming in, winning 11 games?
Again, scenarios are these guys have been there for a year. So, like, in that regard, they're not going to fire them because that's just how these things work, because of the optics and because they want to look cheap or they want to, like, they're not doing it. The way you're presenting this argument is going to be more favorable to you. I understand it. If all these guys were free agents right now and we're just doing a hierarchy, Shanahan would be the third or fourth coach taken off.
I might take Jim Harbaugh over Shanahan, and I love Shanahan.
Fair. That's, you can do
and
that.
I, like, I think, I a, think lot, a lot, I think of, Niner a lot fans. Of Niner fans
I think
would.
They would, too. I agree.
I actually think a lot of Niner fans would.
I think so, too. But I wouldn't. I would take Shanahan.
And I think we're really sleeping on LaFleur. Like, LaFleur's been a very good coach. I've come around on him.
He gets tight. I feel like he gets tight in the big games, though.
I mean, Shanahan online, too.
I mean,
he doesn't even know the rules.
I understand. But, like, over time in fourth quarterly, like, LaFleur, like, we've seen him got popped.
Well, they destroyed the Dallas Cowboys when they're at home. Like, he gets credit for some big wins. I mean, he I'm not saying LaFleur's the end-all, be-all. I just think we're sleeping on how good he's been.
He also had Aaron Rodgers MVP.
Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm out on Mike Tomlin. Right
I am
now.
Too.
I'm out. I'm
but
out.
Would Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think they're done. I think they're done.
I think so too. I kind of do. Yeah. See, I'm with you on that. I mean, I think we're at minimum eight teams. At minimum, eight teams are keeping their current guy over Shanahan. We could argue about some of these other newer coaches and whatnot, like Todd Bowles. I think that they would probably go with Shanahan. You know, Brian Daboll, they're probably going with Shanahan. That's pretty obvious. You know, there's a lot of...
I think the Raiders get rid of Pete Carroll for Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, Chip Kelly as your OC or
oh, he'll keep Chip. They'll make sweet love on the football field together. They will. Shanahan, Chip Kelly.
Would the Seahawks take him over McDonald?
Yes.
See, I would, but I don't think the Seahawks would.
I think the Seahawks would because...
They love their boy Gene. He went 10 games back-to-back. They just missed out on the playoffs back-to-back years.
But they also saw the playoff shortcomings against the Niners. You know, if you are the Seahawks, obviously Geno Smith, Pete Carroll were there, Levi Stadium, the comeback. Right? People want to weigh in on this. They're hot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.